Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hello and welcome to the Be Happy Now show. I'm Claudia Sam, and our show is all about flexing your soul connection muscle and being your inner guide to fulfillment. And today I'm so excited to speak to you about how to feel better about yourself when you feel stuck along your life's path. Now, you will uncover where you are in the freedom from fear vessel, and you'll open yourself up to making decisions from the heart. Now, if you're thinking, okay, Claudia Sam, but this sounds very woo, and I'm not spiritual, and I'm not sure what you mean. Don't worry. I will paint a picture for you. We'll do a little bit of an exercise together. And there's all different kinds of life experiences that might fall into the category of feeling stuck, right? Because whether it's about creative stuckness, like you're writing a book and you're having this blank page phenomenon, or your body feels painful and you're laying on the couch, you're keep thinking, why me? And you feel unable to get off the couch, or you're working at an unfulfilling job and you're feeling unsupported, or you're feeling unsupported in your marriage or in your relationship. All of these are places in our life where we might feel stuck. We might feel like life is happening to us. We might feel like an overwhelm of thoughts that keep us stuck in the same whirlwind. So in order to feel better about ourselves when we feel stuck, well, one of the first things I want to lead us in today is, how do we know if we'll ever feel better? Or how do we know that there is a solution when we're stuck and when we don't know how to get unstuck? The first thing I'll say, the first disclaimer I'm going to share with you, is that I don't have the perfect solution answer to you for you. Rather, I'm here to help you find your perfect answer, your perfect way, your next step. As a soul connection guide, as a soul connection coach, my job is to help you tune into that intuition and let the bubbling of creativity and energy and answers that are within you to come up to the surface so that you can actually find your own way out of feeling stuck. So what I'm sharing with you on here on the Be Happy Now show are always suggestions, and what I'm sharing is always in alignment with what I have tried before or ways that I have implemented what I'm sharing with you in my life. And so they're proven to work for me. And I invite you to take what feels good for you and leave out the rest. Okay. Together, we will help you flex that soul connection muscle, be your inner guide to fulfillment and finding your own way to get unstuck. The first key component here is awareness. Being aware that your body is feeling painful, that your job is unfulfilling, that you're feeling unsupported in your relationship, or that there's no creativity, there's no flow. Being aware that you feel like you're in this pessimistic zone, that is one of the most important keys to getting unstuck, because being stuck is a very general term. So hopefully when you hear that word, there is part of your life that speaks to you so that you can take those words and make them resonate or fit with what's happening in your life. Okay? From a place of awareness, how do we know if we'll ever feel better or that there's a solution? Is that from that place of awareness, you get to choose whether you stay in a victim kind of energy or mode or be a victor. I didn't actually know that victor was a noun here, but I looked it up and it is, and I'm happy that I can use this because it's both V words. And today's analogy will be all about a V, the fear from the freedom from fear vessel. Let me repeat what I just shared. When we're in a place of awareness that our body physically feels stuck, that our mind gets stuck in the overwhelm, or that our emotions are stagnant and that there's not much flow, we get to choose if we want to do something about it. We get to choose if we want to stay in the victim mode, and there's nothing wrong with that. When we are aware that we are choosing to stay in the victim mode, then we are already transforming. So from awareness, you get to choose. Do I want to stay in the story? Do I want to keep telling myself the why this is happening to me and how unlucky I am and how unfortunate it is that I stay stuck or that I am stuck? Or have I, you know, done enough of the pity party and now I'm ready to be a victor? There's no right or wrong. Okay. And with full awareness, you get to choose which of the actions you wish to take, pity party or victory. And, you know, we can play this game at any time and many times actually, over our day, because we might feel stuck in many ways. I wanted to give you a few examples of the thought patterns and the overwhelm in the mind that might be indicators that you are choosing to be in victim, or that you are in victim. And then from the point of being aware of those thoughts, then you can choose if you want to stay there or not. Because transformation occurs when we are willing to notice those words and thoughts, and then choose to shift out of them, or choose to stay with them until we choose to shift out of them. Words like, I don't know how to stop being so self-critical. I just don't know. Or, I need to find time for myself. There just isn't enough time in the day that I need to energy. Or, I have to find a way to better communicate. Or I have to find a way out. The have to, need to, I don't know types of words are indicators, or can be types of indicators, that you are, well, staying in that low vibration, fear-based, stuck and stagnant energy. Which leads me to invite the vision of the freedom from fear vessel or tunnel into our discussion. And I wanted to parallel a funny story that my boyfriend gave me full permission to share. When he was a child, him and his friends decided to play in the underground rainwater system of the city that we lived in. Turns out we actually did both grow up in the same town. So him and his friends, being all guys and stuff and wanting to be adventurous and play with fire, or in this case, play with darkness, play with tunnels, they decided to go play in the underground rainwater system. And the vision, you can close your eyes here if you are not driving and if you are available to see this. You know how at the top of the tunnel, or at least this is how I envision it, and how he's shared it with me, You can sit at the edge of the street, your feet are dangling into the tunnel, and you can actually use the ladder and go down the tunnel. And then you're standing up, the tunnel is huge, so there's still light that comes in, and then you're standing in the tunnel. And this is, we're talking about the freedom from fear vessel, or the freedom from fear vessel, and I'm using this as a parallel. You'll understand what I mean as I go into the story. Imagine you're standing in this tunnel, and now the more you walk through the tunnel in the underwater rain system in this story, well, my boyfriend was telling me that as he was going through and further down through, walking through the system, getting basically visiting the city from underneath the streets where nobody goes. And at some point, they had to crawl. So there he is, crawling on his belly to the point where, well, the tunnel gets narrower and narrower. There is less light. There is less air. There is less movement that is possible. And at some point, him and his friends go, okay, well, I think we can't go further. I think this is it. This is the pit. This is the end of the tunnel. And in this case, in this analogy that I'm sharing with you, this is the fear place. Imagine if the tunnel doesn't fully resonate with you. Imagine a V shape, and the bottom of the V is like the end of the tunnel there, or the place where it gets super stuck. There is less light. It's more narrow. There's stuckness, less space. It feels constricted. They're stagnant. They can't move. They can't move forward. So it feels stagnant. It's dark. This is also a parallel for those thoughts like, I need to, I don't know, or I have to, right? This is also a parallel with the ego mind, the fears, the lack mentality, not enoughness, right? There's not enough time. There's not enough money. There's not enough love. There's not enough success, not enough. And then fill in the blank. That's the bottom of the V. That's the bottom of the tunnel that feels more stuck. That's where the stuckness, that's where the no solution from getting unstuck resides. That's where fear resides. That's where, well, we can't really feel good about ourselves. When he started to back up, it wasn't so comfortable, right? Try being on your belly and on your belly like a lizard backing up. You don't know where you're going. You know that's where you came from, but you're not sure where you're going. You can't look back because there's no room for you to look back. Heart starts to race. Heat overcomes the body, perhaps. It becomes a whole adventure. It was easy going down towards the fear. It was easy going to the end of the tunnel. But it seems not so easy to walk back towards the light. This is what self-transformation sometimes offers us. And this is where how our topic today, how to feel better about ourselves when we feel stuck along our life's path. There is, excuse me, there is part of the journey that is in discomfort. There is part of the journey that is about, I'm not sure what I'm going to find on the other side, but I'm willing to be with the uncomfort because it's way better to move backwards towards the light than it is to stay in the stuck, no light, no air space. Does this resonate with you? As we move out of the stuckness, we start to be able to turn around like he did in the tunnel. At some point, he was able to turn around. And then he was able to see the light, see where he was going, see the wider space. And he was able to climb up to the surface. imagine this freedom from fear vessel, the V, how when you're climbing up the V, there's more spaciousness. It's open. There's more light. It's wider. There's abundance, positivity, flow, opportunity, heart, intuition, freedom. Do you see how there's a significant difference between the stuck energy at the bottom of the tunnel, at the bottom of the V, of the vessel, and the top, the freedom, the openness space, the light? The I don't know, the I need to, the I have to, they're all at the same energy level as fear, as some parts of the ego. My question to you right here, let's close the eyes if you are available for that and bring your hand to your heart, one of them, if you have them, otherwise imagine it. Feel your heart beating. Notice that the heart is working so hard inside your body. Let yourself be in this moment of connection with it. And let it give you the answer to this question. Do you want to turn around from where you feel stuck in your life and see the light? Are you willing to turn around from where you feel stuck in your life and see the light so that you can feel better about yourself? So that you can live a more fulfilling life. Now breathe in whatever answer you got, whether it's yes or no, it's all good. Breathing in and out through the nose. And open the eyes when you're ready. How great. Beautiful. You can always go back to your heart. You can always use your heart as the guidance system. Okay? You choose from that place of awareness, you choose whether or not you want to go towards the light. Now, another question I have for you is, where do you stand in the freedom from fear vessel or tunnel? Do you feel like you're right at the end there when where there's no space? Or do you feel like you're closer to the ladder to come out of the tunnel? But it's like you're missing that extra feet or the extra few feet or the extra meter until you can actually grab the ladder. Where do you stand in the freedom from fear vessel? And can you invite this information without judgment? It can be so easy to judge where we are on the journey. It can be so easy to judge ourselves, like just right now. Notice if you have judged yourself from being aware of where you are in the vessel or in the tunnel. Are you judging yourself maybe because, well, you should, in your mind, turn around towards the light, but you don't have the energy to do that right now? Can you let whatever answer that came through be okay? Is there part of you who can believe that right now you are exactly where you need to be? Exactly where you need to be. Okay? If you're ready to continue along with me, I want to invite the idea of old ways of being that you no longer want to live in. I want to explore together. I want us to explore together. What are the old ways of being that you no longer want to live in? This is where you get to take your journal out. Or close your eyes and let that heart, beautiful heart of yours, speak. whether you're a writer or not, it's all good. Writing, journaling can be an effective way to just put it out there. I like to take my phone and just talk to my phone and let my voice record itself. Sometimes I feel like my writing doesn't go fast enough. But for some, it's their way of communicating with their soul. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I'm just inviting you to be in an exploration energy, an energy of stretching yourself from those old ways of being that you no longer want to live in, that keep you stuck in that one-way tunnel, or that keep you in the low vibration of the freedom from fear vessel, that keep you in the fear-based, stagnant, stuck energy that prevents you from actually feeling better about yourself and where you are on your life's path. Because maybe the judgment comes in ways like, well, I should actually be at this place, at this job, because I'm this age. All these conditions and these rules start to make up the talk in the mind. And that's what keeps you stuck from actually seeing the light above in the tunnel or in the vessel. First question that I have for you, what keeps you stuck in the one-way tunnel or in the low vibe? And just write whatever comes up for you, or let your heart speak of a few words. Maybe there are faces that show up for you in like your mind's eye. Maybe there's projects you've been working on. Maybe there's beliefs or thought patterns. And while you let that come up for you, I wanted to share an example of one of my amazing clients who is a writer. And for nearly 2 decades, she had been operating with ways of writing that don't serve her. She told me that she doesn't like to clock in and out of work, and that now she's at a job where she has to clock in and out, and it doesn't make her feel really valued. And then what she was telling me about her old ways of writing, this is how she spoke about writing. She said, I have to make time for writing. I need to make time for writing. What I mirrored to her was that she was clocking in and out with her writing too. She was treating her writing the same way that she had to be at work. And that shift in perspective was helpful for her, because from that point on, right after the call, or actually during the call, we metaphorically burnt the old ways of writing, and she was able to determine new ways of writing for her. So that right after the call, creativity flew into her life. Instead of being strict and waiting until after the workday and losing her creativity spur, just after our coaching call, she took the 5 minutes to let that creativity just come through. And there she was, reshaping her new ways of writing. So what are the old ways that keep you stuck in the tunnel? And what are new ways that you want to embody so that you can get unstuck, so that you can get towards the abundant, open space, light, feeling creative, feeling flowy, not feeling like you need to do anything, but feeling like you're so excited to care for yourself. You're so excited to start thinking positively about yourself. What are new beliefs? What are new ways of being that you want to embody? Another client of mine said that it was like turning on a light in a dark room working together, and that it allowed her to feel like she was abundant already within herself. She said, Claudia, Sam, I feel like I won the lottery. It was just so heartwarming. As a closing, my invitation to you is this question. Are you willing to choose new ways of being to embody? Are you willing to choose the ones that you'll come up with so that you can let more light, more abundance, more creativity, and more happiness into your life? Transformation from stuck to unstuck, from freedom to fear, happens when we let go of old ways of being, when we are willing to explore those new ways through new lenses, when we are ready to shift out of the why is this happening to me? And from victim to victor. And that's when the door opens. That's when the tunnel vision starts to widen up. If you're interested in meditating with me, there's a free meditation I created that you can find on Insight Timer, the free meditation app. The meditation is called What If? Choosing Trust Instead of Self-Doubt. So check out my teacher's profile on Insight Timer. And if you want to gain access to a free just for you training by donating and supporting me and the Be Happy Now show, go to BeHappyNowShow.com and you will find all of the information. I hope that today's content about how to help you feel better about yourself when you feel stuck along your life's path helped you to uncover where you are in the freedom from fear vessel. And I hope that it has allowed you to open yourself up to making decisions from the heart. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm so excited to catch you again. If you have any questions, you're free to send me an email, or if you want to just reply to wherever you are listening or watching this, then I am so excited to hear your comments and to support you to flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. May you be whole as you are. May you feel the light that embodies you and that surrounds you. And may you feel the love from my heart to yours. See you again soon. You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.